What's poppin', internet? Welcome back to another episode of the Synced Up Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, and joining me, I'm one of your hosts, period.
You don't got a name, brother?
Yeah, my name's Timothy DeRoe. You know my name. Everybody knows my name, you know?
Oh, confident.
Yeah. Joining me this week is your boy, Michael Clare. How you doing this week, Mike?
I'm doing good. It's been an eventful week.
How's it popping?
Things are popping. It's good. I mean, I'm tired, exhausted. Yeah, today was spring forward. It's the worst watching it go from 2 to 3.
Like, is that like, what it was? It was 2 to 3.
Yeah. Okay. You're like, hopefully I can go to sleep before, and it doesn't feel like a time skip. But watching the time skip, not good, brother.
Yeah, I didn't watch it. There it goes. You know, dang lower thirds, man. Want to run? Don't want to run. I don't know what the deal is. They're good now.
That took me like, them up there, you know.
That took so long. For me to get going.
Just post them up there.
I can't because it's like an animation. I don't have like a thing.
Damn, like I could just run them on that one.
I could just run them over and over. Well, now they're not wanting to run again.
Well, I don't.
Oh, there they go. Break something. There you go. You know, you hit the button. Fifth time, they finally go.
It's crazy.
It is really crazy. Yeah, because of that, I didn't internalize anything you said.
That's fine.
I don't know what the fuck. You talk about it was a rough week. What did you say?
It's all right, bro. We can move on.
It was a bad weekend?
I didn't say
bad,
that.
A bad weekday?
No, I didn't say that.
Was it busy?
I said busy, yeah. Damn, bro.
Busy guy?
Me? Yeah. Very.
Sorry, man.
You got me running around my house trying to do this show for you, bro. And it's how you treat your guests?
Running around this house trying to do the show for me, bro?
Yeah, bro.
That's how you feel?
That's really how I feel.
All right, we can stop the pod right now. Just
cancel, that. Bro. Three eps in.
We're just going to end the ep.
All right. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah.
Catch y'all next week.
All right, see ya. All right, now let's get into it. Today we're going to talk about some sad stuff, some weird stuff, some cool stuff, some bad stuff. Actually, no, there's cool stuff. You know.
Yeah, there's definitely cool stuff here.
There's cool stuff. We got reader mail. You know what we didn't decide? Oh, we got a new podcast segment. We're going to talk about that later. That's dope. We need to decide what we're going to rank today. I need you to think about that. Actually, you know what? I'm going to think about it. Because we're going to start it off with the worst news of all time. Of course, Akira Toriyama passed this week at the age of 68. You know, is old, but feels young at the same time, you know?
Yeah, like, dude should have been retiring, not dying.
Yeah, he was still working on a lot of stuff. He still had a lot of stuff in the tank. He died of a brain bleeding, blood buildup in the head.
Yeah.
They didn't go into too much details. When I was Googling what that was, it seems like something that is a result of, like, a head injury or something that seems pretty preventable if you catch it. So who knows?
I know some people were speculating because of, like, how hard the mangakas work.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's how you pronounce it. That it's like a stress and work related thing.
Yeah.
So that's sad. You hate to see it.
But yeah, so he passed, and I've never seen the internet more united, you know. But personally, I'm not a huge Dragon Ball guy. I don't have a lot of invested interest in Dragon Ball or playing Dragon Ball or anything like that. That's a more of your deal. So go ahead and take it away. Let me know how this makes you feel.
I mean, it's incredibly saddening. Toriyama's always been such a huge part of my life because of his works, specifically Dragon Ball. Like, he's known for other stuff, obviously. He did Dragon Quest. He was one of the big three on Chrono Trigger, which was, like, him, the game designer from Dragon Quest, I think, and then the Final Fantasy game designer. So that's obviously, you know, a lot of people know him from that.
Yeah.
It's been crazy this week going through Twitter and watching people bring up, like, all their favorite Toriyama moments and all the ways that he inspired other people in the scene. Like, I don't know if you read the reactions from, like, all the other mangakas, the one Oda who does One Piece, the Naruto writer said something, like, a bunch of people from that community spoke out, hearing Narazawa, the voice actor for Goku in Japan, hearing her, like, it's a lot.
They're like eulogy things. Yeah, those hurt.
Yeah, because you know, that he means, as much as he means to me, he means that way more to so many more people around the world.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And you know, even today, like they're still doing stuff. I think it was somewhere in Europe, like 20. I'm just throwing out a number here. I think like 20,000 people showed up and did the Genki Dama, like the spirit bomb, put your hands in the air,
yeah,
lend me your energy, and like memoriam for him. So,
yeah,
his work will absolutely outlive him. He has passed the torch on to
1,000,000%.
Toyotaro, who is currently doing the new Dragon Ball stuff. I think what makes me really sad is that the first original content that's not the manga. So he was working on Daima, which was like didn't already have manga for it, is original. So like it would have been the first time in such a long time that people around the world were watching a Dragon Ball show that didn't know what was gonna happen.
Yeah.
Week to week. And I thought that was gonna be so interesting and cool, especially as a creator, to watch people try and theorize and speculate what you're doing there. So,
yeah. Hopefully it's good.
And he's not gonna be able to see that. I think it's gonna be good. It's my hopes are
definitely gonna view it. I've never been, you know, there's interesting things to be said about it taking someone to die for this to finally happen, but I don't think it matters that much. But through seeing all the stuff and all the love on the internet, I was like, you know what, man, I play the Dragon Ball card game a lot and I enjoy that a lot, and I know a lot of these characters because, you know, it just transcends media. There's a lot of people who just know about Goku and Dragon Ball and the Kamehameha, that, like, you know, people in our nursing homes that don't necessarily watch or read anything. And so I was like, you know what, I want to watch this. So I was thinking about starting Kai soon, kind of looking at Daima, watching that when it drops, playing some more Dragon Ball Legends, the mobile game and stuff, downloading that just to get in the mix with more and more Dragon Ball stuff, because it kind of, you know, with us getting into the card game like real recent and that being nice, to just seeing the internet's response to his passing, it just kind of got the fire going for that. So I am going to start Kai soon as I'm done with Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
Me and Doug are going to watch through that, and that's going to be fun. If that slaps, we're going to go into Super, and then I guess go into Daima if that is still hitting, personally. There's no real way to transition to the next thing without it being a little tough. But you can say this is something that might not have been around if it wasn't for Toriyama.
One of the million things he inspired.
One of his original characters inspired...
Arale. From,
yeah, Arale inspired Mario. And the Mario movie 2 was like announced in a very weird way.
As if Miyamoto had commandeered the Twitter account for Nintendo America himself.
This is Miyamoto. She's like,
This is how this is how my job sends out phishing emails.
Yeah.
This is your boss.
Yeah. This is Miyamoto. We are now creating a new animated film based on the world of Super Mario Bros. This film is planned for release in theaters on April 3rd, 2026. Crazy to get the exact date.
Yeah.
That far in advance. In the U.S. and many other markets and throughout the month of April in other territories. We'll let you know the details once we're ready to share more. This time, too, the staff at Illumination and Nintendo are working together. I don't know what that means. We're thinking about broadening Mario's world
further. No, he's saying like as done last time. This time too, like this time also.
Okay.
Because it was Illumination before.
Cool. I guess you're right. Yeah. We're thinking about broadening Mario's world further, and it'll have a bright and fun story. We hope you look forward to it. I mean, I am looking forward to it personally.
I think the first one's good.
I think it's gonna be dope. But it's just so weird. This is Miyamoto.
You think what's your early predict?
Like if it's good or not?
No, like where are we going? We already got DK.
I could not even begin to speculate.
We're getting Rosalina.
That'd be dope.
We're going to space.
I would love that personally. Like personally, that'd be the best. I would eat that up.
Yeah. Because I don't think we're doing.
Don't get me too excited, man.
I don't think we're doing Smash Bros yet.
Don't get me too excited.
No, we got a ways to go.
We're not in Smash Bros territory. Definitely not.
All right, fair enough. I'm excited. I mean, but it's an announcement that we saw coming a mile away.
For sure. Yeah,
nothing,
for sure.
Nothing crazy.
In other movie news, the Oscars are happening right now, but we're going to talk about those next week because they're happening literally right now. I went to look up the winners and it was like, oh, we're updating this article as it's happening. Like, the Oscars are currently on. So we're going to go ahead and talk about that stuff next week, as also because this week's just fat. Like, there's a lot of stuff this week. So
yeah, sounds good.
Xbox, though. Xbox doing their thing. Coming in, you know, we've got a lot of these recently. Feels like E3 season, like early E3 season for some reason. But Xbox Partner Showcase happened. Did you watch this thing?
What do you think?
It's pretty mid.
Low to mid. I did not watch this.
Okay. Pretty low to mid. Shout out GameSpot, first off, for putting these ones in here that have these Tom stamps. They're real clutch for that.
Is there anything really worth showing off here?
I don't know. I missed these first couple.
Is this an Assassin's Creed game? What am I looking at?
It looked like it. The problem is I came in late. I didn't come in until like around the 3.5 minute mark.
Okay.
So I didn't get to watch whatever Unknown 9 Awakening was. People were talking about this sleight of hand game, saying it looked cool, like some stealth game, but it's just a cinematic.
Okay.
Like a cool stealth game. This I did see, The Altars. This one actually looks pretty dope, actually. The Altars, like, it looks like kind of like, whatchamacallit? Here, Fallout Shelter, see?
Yeah, what the heck is this?
But also, like, not, like, peep this one. Like, I can't tell if this is cinematic.
It's No Man's Sky meets Fallout Shelter?
Yeah, there's, like, some weird stuff going on. Like, see how it's exploring, like, this?
Yeah.
So you're like, okay, cool. But then it gets into, like, this.
Then it starts doing base building?
Yeah, but it's, like, a weird, like, you seen a second ago, like, it's like this, like Fallout Shelter style. Like, what is this? You know what I mean? So it seems interesting. The premise of the game is you're like a guy who has the ability to clone himself. See, Jan. But when you clone yourself, the cloned versions of you memories is like of a different timeline where things went different. So like you clone yourself and there might be like a guy who he's like, they have different, like, kind of different, like, traits and stuff. Like, oh, this guy divorced his wife, but this clone of you didn't divorce his wife. And
okay, so their personalities are different because of their memories.
This guy went to school to be a doctor, and then this guy went to school to be an engineer. Like, it's so like these weird things. But it's, like, mixed with this gameplay. So I don't know. I'm heavily, thoroughly intrigued by this one.
Yeah.
I think this one could be cool. See, he's like walking around here.
I'm interested.
Like, I don't know. I'm also interested. Coming to Xbox and Game Pass as well, so that's nice. Creatures of Ava just looked okay. Indie exploration game, not too much. Just, you know, small little thing. That one coming out. Then a Roblox official crossover with Chucky. Is Chucky
this made the highlight reel?
Yeah. It's wild.
Yeah, that's a bit.
When I seen it, I was like, oh, this is a Noah-ass game. And it was because it's Roblox, bro.
It's grief-filled, bro. Come on.
Look at this. It's just Roblox, fam. That's crazy. Then the Sinking City 2. Just a cinematic. Looking like some Cthulhu stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently people like the Sinking City 1. Then the full release of Final Fantasy 14 online. Okay. Coming March 21st. To Xbox, which I'm intrigued to play. I will try it out. The original trilogy of Stalker games coming to Xbox. They're out now, actually, which is cool, but I'm going to wait for Stalker 2, personally. Yeah. A Monster Jam game. This one kind of came out of nowhere a little bit. I was like, Monster Jam?
I like the trucks.
Like Monster Jam, bro?
I like the big trucks.
It was wildin'. It was crazy.
All right, wild.
Those come out, whatever the date that is, March 31st, 2010. Wait, what? Oh, okay, no. Hold on, that's for the next one. Persona 3 Reload Expansion Pass.
Cool.
Dropping some of the stuff from the original Persona 3 that wasn't in, like, the full release. First Berserker Kazan, this is the DNF dual universe, but a Souls game.
Yeah.
Except for several times in this trailer, it gets real framey. Like right there.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Like, how do you put that in a trailer?
That's what I'm saying. Like, ooh, the frames.
Yeah, that still needs some work.
Like, several moments in this trailer, it gets super framey. Like, it's kind of wild. I was shocked that it was in the trailer. So that's dropping. Then no date for that. Then just, you know, one of these 2D platformer games. Tales of Kizaru. looks a lot like Prince Persia, Ori.
Yeah, this does look closer to like Prince Persia.
Yeah, it drops April 23rd. Frostpunk 2, this was cool, but again, like, just like a, you know, nothing too crazy, but Frostpunk 2 is dope. Because Frostpunk 1 is cool. And then more of this Path of the Goddess game, which I stand by, I think, does not look great. It looked like, what's going on here, bro?
I don't know.
Like, this thing looks, I don't even know, bro. Spencer's really excited for this, but me personally, I'm like, I don't think I'm into this thing.
Yeah, nothing's really doing it for me here.
I don't know. And then there's like this gameplay.
Is it like you play with like 30 people or something? What's happening?
I don't know. It feels like a weird RTS mix. Like a weird art, like. There's like a,
it's section. RTS, that seems cool, but it also looks like hack and slash. I don't know.
Yeah, like this thing. Like, see, he like summoned some dudes.
The villagers. They about to get smacked up.
I don't know, man. Fever Dream the game. I don't know. That's it though. For the partner showcase.
The Altars is about the only one that like,
it's like super dope.
Piqued my interest. Yeah.
Yeah. It does. It does seem cool. I was about to cough big. I had to stifle that cough right there.
It's all right, bro. I let out a sneeze.
Yeah, you did hit one of them sneezes. So yeah, that was the partner showcase. It was, for me, it was like kind of middling with a couple of cool things. Nothing too crazy.
No, still it's just waiting for some big stuff.
The classic case of showcase filled with games that I probably won't play.
Yeah. I feel bad, but yeah, none of those games are for me.
It's just the way it is. It's just the way it is. I mean, I'll try some of them because of Game Pass, but that's about it. On to the next thing. Talking about corporations, Xbox doing some cool stuff, Game Pass, but another corporation is sucking and doing bad stuff.
Boo.
Boo, you suck. Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers comes out this week. They're at some David Stanley thing. I don't know. Not David Stanley. It was from like finance convention, bro. They come out and they double down on live service games. Warner Brothers has doubled down on free to play and live service games post Suicide Squad. They were in like a little talk thing, and they were saying, which is crazy because the best selling game of last year over Call of Duty was Warner Brothers' single player game, Hogwarts Legacy. They talked about how they want to shift more focus into free-to-play and mobile games, and they want to figure out how to turn Hogwarts Legacy into a live service.
Whack.
Yeah, pretty whack, especially after Suicide Squad. Like, you've seen what happened there.
Like yeah, bro. It's like the people do not want this. But no, not Warner at all. Brothers is too separated from, I feel like, the bare minimum of the gaming culture.
Yeah, I know. Way too far away. But and then on top of that, a little bit later, they announced that they were going to be delisting every single Adult Swim game from stores soon. And then when a dev reached out to say, hey, can we work something out to transfer ownership so we don't, that game doesn't just disappear, they said no. They just said no.
Yeah, didn't they do all this stuff with like a bunch of movies? And we're like, oh, we're just going to write them off.
Yeah.
No, that was unreleased stuff.
They canceled Batgirl and they canceled like a Looney Tunes game.
Yeah.
Or movie, then, sorry.
You don't have it on here. Oh, you going to look at the games real quick?
Yeah.
Yeah,
go ahead. These are the games that are going to be just disappeared. Inuyasha, Demon Tournament, Full Metal Alchemist, Iron Flame, Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Like, some of these are like, they're nothing games. But
I mean, go to the more recent ones.
Like Harvey Birdman. Robot Unicorn Attack is classic. 5 Minutes to Kill Yourself is also classic. Let's see. Remote Escape, Super. The Amateur Surgeon games. Lesbian Spider Queens of Mars. I actually don't know that one. Pocket Mortys. I know people like Pocket Mortys.
Yeah.
Froggy Fractions 2, bro. Battle Chef Brigade, Pool Panic. Death's Gambit. That Samurai Jack game that came out. Ghost Song. That sucks. Raise the Dead. Rain World is the only game actually on this list that's safe because it's not technically published by Adult Swim Games.
Yeah.
Well, which is good, but damn.
That sucks for those teams. Hopefully they can figure something out.
It's Big Booty Cheeks, bro.
Yeah, Big Booty Cheeks. Well, I mean, Warner Brothers also did... They did the thing with Rooster Teeth this past week as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Good.
They were also owned by Warner Brothers, and they just got told, hey...
Shutting them down, baby.
You're done.
All of you.
Mm-hmm. Which sucks.
No, it sucks.
That's also a big part... It's also a big part of my childhood. My upbringing was watching Rooster Teeth and Achievement Hunter and Funhouse and Sugar Pine 7. And
like taking guys L's like, this week, Mike.
Yeah, Chance and Lucas know. They know.
Taking L's this week, fam.
Yeah. I mean, it's all... Dragon Ball, no. But the Rooster Teeth stuff, I've kind of like moved on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like sad watching people I used to care about lose their job.
Mm-hmm.
Still sucks, though.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good memories there.
Yeah, that is fun. Personally, not huge for me. I mean, Red versus Blue and stuff a little bit, but nothing crazy in terms of Rooster Teeth. I was just worried it was going to affect...
Kind of funny.
Kind of funny, but luckily not going to do that. So that's... We take those.
They're pretty self-contained.
Sorry, I got a weird email. Also this week... Fallout show trailer was shown. That bad boy. Did you watch that bad boy?
Nah.
Well, we're gonna watch it. It's only 3.5 minutes.
Go watch the whole thing.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
It's only 3.5 minutes. I'm gonna talk over it. I actually think this looks pretty good.
Like, I'm locking in.
You're locking in. Okay.
You could talk. You could talk. I'm just saying. Like I'm.
Okay.
I'm paying attention.
Can you hear it?
Yeah.
I know the people can't hear it, but yeah, so I think this actually looks really good. I was surprised by the quality. All episodes dropping April 11th on Amazon Prime, which is really exciting, personally. But like...
I mean, this looks good so far.
No, it looks great. Sand. Year of the Sand, baby. Year of the Sand. Seems funny, zany. Like this stuff is cool. also, yeah, directed by Jonathan Nolan, Chris Nolan's brother, who also did Westworld, which people love a lot, so. Like, also love the song choice, bro. That's Walter Goggins,
by the way. It's Red Skull.
Red Skull. Goober. Well, yeah, Walter Goggins is the ghoul.
Oh.
I do like Walter Goggins a lot. I'm not familiar with this actress and stuff that she's been in.
Me neither.
Brotherhood of Steel. Looks badass.
Yeah.
A little dog meat action? A little dog meat action? Walter Goggins is so good. But the Minutemen... Like, I was worried, but after seeing this trailer, I'm like, I think this is going to be good.
Yeah, this is kind of looking gas.
I'm curious what the story is going to be, you know?
Yeah.
Because Fallout's never, like, about the same thing. It's about stuff happening within this framework of weirdness.
Yeah, there's no, like, end game.
Yeah. And they said, like, oh, ostensibly we're basically Fallout 5 type of thing, which honestly I like.
Okay.
Like the idea that it's like it's gonna be like it's just own unique story. It's not really doing anything crazy.
Are you all good? Right, that's pretty cool.
what's so funny? Oh yeah. Yeah, he's having his Final Fantasy VII moments back there.
Yeah.
So funny. Hold on. Are you going to get Alan here? Cool. Just checking. Yeah, so I think it looks good. And all episodes on April 11th, that means like we'll get like the full review off the jump to see if it's worth to just jump to the end.
Yeah.
To watch to the end. So that's exciting. Also, movie games, fucking Watch Dogs movie. I get you stoked, brother.
I'm so unbelievably excited for this movie.
And did that get you pumped up, brother? That doesn't just get you juiced.
I've already pre-ordered my tickets.
Yeah, they just said we're making one. That's it. Nothing else. Just we're making one.
I feel like Watch Dogs isn't one of those gaming franchises that feels like different enough and unique enough to be like, oh, that's a video game movie.
Yeah, you're gonna watch it and you're gonna be like, this is just a movie.
Yeah,
and like it doesn't really this is just I'm not film. Gonna be like,
oh, that's from Watch Dogs. That's yeah. So cool.
Because Watch Dogs is just they don't really have anything crazy.
No.
Like, yeah. No, I agree.
It's like if you said you made a GTA heist movie, like
oh, a movie. Yeah. A movie. Yeah. No, 100%. That's funny. That's it for the news this week. But there is one more new thing to talk about this week that isn't part of the news. Is a brand new segment of the podcast that we're going to start next week. We've already started taking things for it. I think working title is Tim Tries It. It's a running theme, a running gag.
That Tim doesn't try it?
That I don't try it. That I don't ever take any recommendations. Or if Never. I do, it takes me forever to get around. Later. Yeah, to actually take in a recommendation. I don't know what the deal is. I don't do it on purpose, but it's a running bit. Everyone's like, yeah, don't recommend Tim shit because he's not going to try it. So we decided to do a new segment of the podcast called Tim Tries It, where you can go into the Discord, into the Tim Rex channel, and you can throw some stuff in there. And I'm going to try it, and I'm going to rank it in a tier list style amongst the other things. Okay? Now,
Within reason.
You can't recommend me. You know, I'm not going to play through Persona 5 Royal, bro. I don't got 130 hours to spare. You know, I'm not going to watch all of The Office. I don't have that kind of time, right? But if you want to recommend me like a miniseries, a show that's just a couple of seasons, a movie, a game candy that's bar. On the shorter side, or, yeah, like Mike said, a candy bar, I'm going to rank anything. So you can – the way Mike put it when I told him about it was ranking kimchi next to Austin Powers is the type of vibe that we're going for. If you want to recommend me like just some candy or some sort of food, I got Hasselback potatoes was a recommendation I might try. Rhode Island quahogs, Rocky Mountain oysters, which is just bull testicles. Not looking forward to that one. Any of the food ones that I can't just buy from a restaurant, Kylie's going to be whipping up. She's going to cook them for me. And then on top of that, we're going to rank it in tier list style, which is going to be fun. I'm going to apply some point values to the tier list where if you recommend me good stuff, you get points. And then I guess we'll just see at the end of the year who wins. What do you win? I don't know. You don't win anything, but it's just fun. It's going to put point values.
You win acknowledgement that your recommendation was good.
Exactly. And if any of the food ones that Kylie also cooks, I'm giving Kylie points to. So, because she had to cook the dang thing.
That's fair.
Yeah. So, some of the recommendations... Well, I can't look at them right now because if I looked at them, that would ruin the thing. But, some of those food recommendations, I had some weird anime game recommendations in there. I guess I can look at them on my phone here. Somebody recommended, Lucas said, use Android for a week, which is not really doable.
Not very easy.
Someone recommended a book, an anime. Isaiah recommended The Big Carl from Carl's Jr., I was actually going to do that this week. I was going to start it off with that, but I forgot.
So what are you going to choose?
I think I'm just going to come back next week with just some stuff.
A Big Carl in hand.
Because I want to something with the Big Carl. I can't just do the Big Carl that week.
I feel like that's funny.
Yeah, you might be right. Cena recommended I learned Aramaic. I can't learn a language, bro. I'm sorry. Noah recommended the Trolls movies. Someone recommended a music artist. couple of small games, just random stuff. Kingdom Hearts 3 is probably the longest thing that was recommended. If it's something like that, I might try for a couple hours and then just rank it off vibes from there.
Yeah.
But that's the idea of the segment. So you can write in to the reader mail part, or the Tim's Rex part of the Discord. You can send in an email. You can comment on the YouTube video if we see it. And we'll try to get that in there, and I'll just do whatever. I'm going to do whatever it is.
You watched Anything. The Star is Born, right? You finally watched that one?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, cool. I remember I was recommending that one for a while, and
yeah,
I was getting ignored.
Yeah, and that's it for the news and the segments. But we have watched and played some stuff this week. So let's start it off with a big one, I think. Dune 2.
Dune 2.
We went and watched Dune 2 in Screen
here's,
X. Now,
let's, here's some let's, asterisks.
Go ahead.
I have not seen Dune 1.
I have. But Jill, you did watch a recap. Bro, Jill, bro. Lick Jill.
Cooch?
Bro, right Jill. Now? Jill, you're going to lick cooch on camera, bro?
That's so foul.
Jill, dog, dude.
Jill, bro.
Foul, bro. Jill.
She said my veggie.
Tossing your own salad on cam.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah, haven't seen Dune 1.
But watch the recap, yeah.
Went in with a 5-minute recap. Mm-hmm. Felt perfectly fine.
Yeah. I did watch Dune 1. Went in with a read the plot synopsis of Dune 1 recap. And then watched it. Let's talk about the one thing before we get into Dune 2. Screen X. We went and watched Screen X. It's the new thing.
If you don't know, normal screen. Right in front of you.
Yep.
But then it goes up the walls.
Yeah. And it adds, like, extra stuff on the edges.
It's just peripheral viewing. You're not supposed to, like, turn your head and watch the left screen for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Or the right screen. You're just supposed to stare at the regular screen.
Yeah, and it, like, sucks you in. Gimmicky. I'll say when it works kind of nice. Like, in some of those big wide shots with, like, big action scenes, it was nice to feel, like, sucked in. But those are few and far between. And I will say, good chunks of the movie... nothing on the sidewalls.
I'd say maybe a third of the movie had it. Maybe probably less. Probably like a quarter. It only felt bad when you noticed it wasn't there.
Yeah, because there was at one point I noticed it, and then it felt like I was missing out on the movie because for like 20 minutes I kept being like, are they broken? Like, are they broken? And then they would come right back in when a wide shot happened, and I was like,
yeah, it's just certain shots were filmed with it and certain shots weren't. Yeah. I feel like it'd be better if the whole... like, I would be like, oh, that was a positive experience if the whole movie was filmed like that. But it was just like, oh, okay.
Yeah, the moment, like, I noticed it was off, normal. I got just sucked out of the film and was like, what the heck? So that wasn't great.
It's not a necessary experience either.
Yeah, no.
Like, it's not like, oh, my God. Because of this peripheral vision stuff, I saw something that was in the shot that wouldn't have been in the original.
Yeah.
While I did, it wasn't anything important.
Yeah, just like someone comes off the edge of the screen a little sooner than you would see them. Just more rocks, you know, just extra stuff on the edges. More, and it was mostly during wide shots. Yeah. So I don't think it's worth it. Personally, I think if you're going to pay extra to see it in different, you just go to IMAX.
Yeah, that's going to be a better experience right there.
Yeah, I would have loved to see it in IMAX. Now, to Dune. Excellent movie. Here's my short review. That movie was super good, but I do not know why.
I don't either.
Like,
it held my attention very well.
I was locked in the film. I was locked in, but I can't tell you a lot about the plot. It's incredibly confusing, super convoluted. I don't really know what's going on half the time. But that being said, when I left the theater, I was like, "Damn, that movie is really good." But then when I thought about it deeper, I was like, "Why?"
It's
was
one
it
of those
really
movies
good?
Where it's good because it's giving you good questions and you really want to know the answer to those questions.
Yeah.
And that's why you're like, okay, I'm going to get an answer to this question. I'm going to get an answer to this question.
Yeah.
And that's what kept me chugging along. And like, it's just a beautifully shot movie as well.
Yeah, 100%. It's just well made. The music was able to like get me pumped a lot of times, stuff going. And then, just the action was great. But it, again, like in terms of like the ins and outs of the inner politics and intrigue, you know, in Game of Thrones, I could parse through it. But in Dune, I was like, what?
Yeah.
Who's like, who are they? And okay, why do they look like that? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was really odd. A lot of times I was confused, but I did like the movie a lot.
Yeah. No, it's very good.
But I will say, I don't, like, I'm not with the program that Spencer seemed to be on and a lot of the internet seemed to be on of it's like, so Empire Strikes Back of our generation, one of the best sci-fi movies ever made. Like, I'm not with that.
Yeah, I'm not either. It's just, it's very good, but it's not like,
yeah.
Like, I don't think 30 years from now we're going to be like, Dune, bro, oh my God.
Yeah, no, I'd give it like a 8.5 to a 9 out of 10.
Yeah.
And then just keep pushing from there. Like, I don't know. I wasn't really,
maybe I wasn't really feeling it on that level. It depends where the story ends for me.
Yeah. Like when Spencer was like, yeah, I did multiple gamer moves. Like, there's only one moment where I did the gamer move where you
did you see what I said was the moment I did it?
Yeah. And it was the same for me.
The same one? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's like it. That's the only time I'm like,
yeah.
I looked at you. I was like, oh.
But even then, when I like started to analyze and think about that deeper, I was like, was that even that big of a, like, how much, like, how,
if, yeah, you it know? Felt like it was a very big deal, and then it,
like, when you really think about it, you're like, huh, like, what does that mean? Like, what does that matter?
It's yeah, like, why is this a big deal to me?
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, but that's our review for Dune 2.
I'd recommend it. Recommend.
Even if you haven't watched the first one, the second one's like, it's worth watching. But if you're not into, like, really obscure, unexplainable sci-fi shit and, like, that makes you not want to watch it, you're like, will I be confused? Yes.
You want to see Elvis be really weird?
You fought well, Atreides.
May your knife also shatter.
Atreides nuts in your mouth. Oh, shit.
All right, roll on, bro.
Okay. That's all we watched. I don't watch anything else. I don't think.
Oh, I watched some. I've been watching OG Dragon Ball.
You watched a little OG. How's it feeling?
It's good. It feels old. The humor is just as corny and old as I remember. But it's good. It's almost. This will sound weird, but it's almost like. You know when you were a kid and you were watching Boomerang, and you're like, these kind of hit even though they're old.
Yeah.
Like, this is funny humor.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of where OG Dragon Ball is hitting, where you're like, this is like 40-year-old content I'm watching.
Yeah.
But it's kind of hitting.
Okay, all right. I'm going to watch Kai, and I'm gonna get back to you.
Yeah, that's a much more serious show.
I'm playing Final Fantasy VII, of course. Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. I'm 63 hours in, 62 and a half hours in.
What chapter are we at?
Chapter 12.
Okay.
I will say, I thought I was going to be able to finish it today or tomorrow. As a lie. As soon as you get into chapter 12, the sheer amount of side shit that opens up is fucking insane. Because I was like, I've been doing everything. I've been clearing the whole map. I've been doing all that. And then you get to chapter 12, which is a chapter where you kind of double back. And then it's like, oh, you get all these pop-ups. It's like, this new side quest in this area, new side quest in this area, new side quest in this area. Oh, all these mini games that you 100%ed. Guess what? They got triple or double the amount. And I was like, oh, fuck. So now I think I've entered not doing everything mode.
No way. Like, you're going to back out now?
It's too much, bro. Like, if I keep doing everything, like, I get when people were like, yeah, 115. Like, it will take me genuinely another 40 hours when if I went. I'm still going to do a lot. But, like, three-starring everything and, like, max. You know what I mean? Like, because there's, like, a lot of different of the side things where you can, like. Like, there's, like, fiend battles where you got to fight a specific enemy, and it's like, oh, it has, like, three different check marks that you can do. You can, like, stagger them or do this specific thing or don't let them pull this move off, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to stop trying to make sure I do three check marks and three stars on everything and just keep it pushing. Because it's a lot. It is a lot, fam.
It's a lot of gameplay.
Yeah.
I'm excited for you to finish it, though, so you can...
So you pass it off?
Not even that, just so I can hear you gush about it.
Yeah, yeah. The story's great. The story's still excellent, by the way.
Hell yeah.
Then the other thing I've been playing, which I don't normally do this, play multiple games at once, but this situation arose. I tried Hearthstone Battlegrounds. I know I talked to you about wanting to try Hearthstone Battlegrounds.
It's basically so, TFT.
Yeah, so right. a bunch of people came over last night to like do some stuff, and they had the TV. They were like watching movies, playing Jackbox. I wasn't as involved in that. I played a little bit of Jackbox, but I wasn't trying to watch Trolls 3. You know what I mean? So I was like, you know
that's
what?
That's fair.
I can move my PlayStation over here, which takes a lot, or I could just try Hearthstone Battlegrounds. So I just downloaded Hearthstone, and I tried it. And then I turned around and everyone was passed out and the lights were out. And I looked at my clock and it was 5 a.m. And I was like, oh, shit. I don't know.
So you got God, bro.
Yeah. No, it locked me in, fam. I had no idea. I just was like going. And then I was just lost all the time. Like when I turned around, I was so fucking shocked. Cause I just turned around. And it was like TV off, lights off. It's because I had my headphones on right here and I was like locked in just like this. And yeah, TV off, lights off, everything off. And then just people passed out on the couch. And I was like, guys, what the fuck? And then because Hearthstone's full screen, so it covers up my clock. So I pulled my phone up and it was like 5 a.m. And I genuinely was sitting here on the couch or on this chair by myself and like out loud was like, no fucking way. No way.
I mean, you did get got by the hour jump too.
Sure. So I guess it was 4 a.m. But still, it just it took me out. It took me out. I was blown. Hearthstone Battlegrounds, fucking excellent. If you couldn't tell, it's stupid good. I think you should try it too. I think you would love it. It's completely free. You don't have to like worry about like, oh, I'm gonna be at a disadvantage because I haven't bought anything or I haven't opened any packs. That's not how it works at all. Basically, there's a pool of like several hundred heroes. Normally, you know, you got your priest, your shaman, but no, you got like several hundred heroes with their own unique skill, right?
Yeah.
And then when you start the game, you get the choice between two random ones. If you buy the battle pass, you get the choice between four. So that's like, it's not really an advantage. You just get four different choices, right? So I don't have the battle pass, so I get to pick between the two. So I pick one of the two, and it's random for everybody. You're not picking like, oh, like everyone picks from the same four. It's like random completely. You pick one of the characters, and then you start round one, three coins. You go into the tavern phase, and there's, like, your tavern is level one, and there's, like, dudes out on a row that you can purchase, right? And there's also spells that you can purchase. And your ability sometimes costs, sometimes doesn't. And then it'll be like, oh, here's the different clans that are out this game. So it'll be like, oh, this game's going to have dragons, demons, murlocs, and quail hogs, right? And that's going to be the different ones that are out this game. So you can buy cards for $3 and you can upgrade your tavern to increase like the level of cards to level one, level two, level three, all the way to level six. You can like refresh the tavern for a coin. You can freeze the tavern where you're like, I really want this. I want it to come back next turn. So you can freeze it. So you get it. And then when you buy a card, you play it out and then they attack from left to right. So you line up your guys. You can have a maximum of seven and you face a different person every single round. So there's eight people. And so you'll start by facing one guy and then it'll move to the next and then the next and the next and the next. And then when there's an odd number of people, you get like a round where like, okay, it's relaxed for you and you're buying and stuff and chilling.
Yeah.
And so you do that. And then if you get three of the same card, they combine into like a golden version of the card that has even better stats. and you can just get insane combos and cool shit going. Like that's why I lost me so hard. Like you win by getting in the top four, so I guess I won every single time, but like it felt perfect for me. I love deck building. I love like finding synergies. And so you're like, okay, I'm getting the quail hogs and they boost the other quail hogs and then this guy boosts the ones that are next to them and like you're doing all these different combos. I had a murloc deck that was going crazy. I won with a demon deck that was like really insane, like got first with the demon deck. That was really insane. And it gets to the point where, like, later in the rounds, like, your cards have, like, 180 attack, 230 health. Like, they get insanely, like, boosted and buffed from, like, the different things you've played. And it was just great. Honestly, I might play some.
I'm kind of shocked it took you this long to get into an auto battler. Because this has been around forever.
I've tried them, and I'm not like them.
You tried TFT?
I don't know what that one is.
Teamfight Tactics.
No, I tried...
That's, that like, one. The big one.
The animal one. What's the animal
one? Oh, you're talking about Super Auto Pets?
Yeah.
That's not the same thing. That's like so different.
That's what I tried.
I mean, it's an auto battler, but like.
Yeah.
Not the same thing. Yeah, no. Okay. Like, I.
You should try.
If I try one, I would probably try TFT. Because I already have. I already have it installed on my computer. It runs through League. So.
It's so good, dude.
I'm just shocked. This is. Solving I don't know. The world to you.
It was a autoplay ASMR video that popped up, and I was like, what the fuck is this? And then I just watched it and was like, that looks cool. And then just tried it out and then played it for like 7 hours straight.
I respect it.
Yeah, it was wild. But I got to get back to Final Fantasy, otherwise I'd play it. Like
yeah, right bro. No, finish that before you get too involved in some other stuff here. I also watched Iron Claw this week.
Oh yeah, you did.
That was on like Monday. Really good.
Yeah, it's excellent.
Super
isn't
good.
Isn't it? Yeah. Shit hurts, don't it?
It beat me up, bro. I was a little baby at the end.
Yeah.
Texting my brother, I love you. Like,
yeah, no, it's
that's how bad it was.
It is hefty. It's hefty.
I highly recommend.
Yeah.
And then I also started, me and Kylie watched one episode of Jerry Duty.
Yeah.
So we're getting into that.
It's so good, dude. It's so good. By the end, it's the best. And then it's like one of those heartwarming ones. When you finish it, you're like, oh, life's worth living.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
We'll be working on that.
Now it's time for reader mail. You can get your questions right on the show by writing into synkedappod@gmail.com or the reader mail submissions tab of the Discord, just like Spencer did in Fielding this week. Spencer writes in, what game has the most iconic item found / acquired sound?
It has
to be Zelda, right?
Zelda's up there, but also the Kingdom Hearts one.
What's that one? I don't even know it.
You probably know it. Let me make sure I'm thinking of the right sound. Kingdom Hearts. You should look this up too so you can hear it. Kingdom Hearts item get sound. Oh, not that one. What am I thinking of? It might be like the menu sound or something.
Yeah,
not that one. I'm thinking of something else. I think I'm just thinking of like the pause menu or something.
Yeah.
So not Kingdom Hearts then.
I feel like it has to be Zelda though.
Yeah, I think it's Zelda without a doubt. But I'm trying to think of who's up there.
A Mario coin.
You think coin? I think mushroom is more iconic than coin.
Boom, boom, boom. Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. I think you're right.
I mean, the star just plays a whole soundtrack though. I don't know if that counts.
Yeah, that doesn't really count. He also writes in. Go ahead.
Mario Kart. When you get the box and it does the...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a pretty good one. That is a pretty good one. So just Nintendo.
Yeah, Nintendo sounds. Nintendo. Yeah.
What video game has the best instances of choices matter other than just being binary moral choices that you make? You mewing right now?
No, I'm trying to think. I don't play games where choices matter.
Damn. Baldur's Gate 3 is a good one. Detroit Become Human, but those games are like made to be that way, like the same David Cage games,
yeah.
You know, like Beyond Two Souls type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Weird West, another one where your choices like really matter in that game. I'm a hashtag real shitter when it comes to video games, fam. Like you don't.
New Horizon.
Like Animal Crossing.
Animal Crossing.
The fuck are you talking about,
My
Mike?
Choices matter, bro. I'm building a city there.
You could just tear it down and fucking put something else there.
I pave a path for the others to walk. You know what I'm saying? We do great things here.
We do great things here. All right, whatever, man. I'm a weirdo.
Life is strange. There you go.
Sure. Fielding Racing. No. Go ahead. No. Oh, my God. He got one. It's a fucking miracle.
No, As Dust Falls.
Oh, okay. That's the graphic novel. Yeah.
Don't call it a graphic novel.
That's basically what it was.
That game was really good.
Visual novel, yeah. You played the whole bitch?
Yeah.
Okay.
I 100%ed it.
Damn. You got every choice?
Yep.
Wait, for real?
Yeah. Dude, the game was great.
Oh, my bad.
But I recommended it to you and you never played it, so.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I played a chapter. I did. I played a fucking chapter, Mike. Don't give me that. I played one chapter. Fielding writes in, have you ever wrote a question into a podcast that got answered? Which podcast was it?
No.
I wrote into MinMax once, and they answered. I don't know what the question was. I can't remember. Chance wrote into Kind of Funny, and they read it once. That was cool.
I don't think, have I? It would have, like, the main podcasts I used to listen to were RT, and I would not have been writing in. No. I don't think so.
Yeah.
I'm not a big podcast guy.
Pon-gast. All right, let's do our ranking.
What is this tier list, dude? This is too many characters.
No, it's not that many, bro.
No, just do villains. Just do villains or something.
You want me to do villains?
Yeah, just do villains. Make it easier. That's 100+ characters, bro. How long you want to be here?
I got to get to bed. I know you already slept today.
I did sleep. That I'm honestly, I'm gonna be so on God with you right now.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for it to hit 10 p.m. so we can go get the 10 for 10 at Slim's. The
chicken Slim's.
It's such a good deal. Yeah. All right. So are you? Is this a vibes alone kind of thing, or is
for me? I'm vibes. So you do whatever, but I'm vibes.
But so I have to calculate off of like how good the character actually is.
Yeah, we're on.
But are we going for like? Like, am I supposed to be like how overpowered they were at the time,
no or
like
rules, fam.
How cool they are?
There ain't no fucking rules, fam.
How well written they are?
I don't know. Here's the first one. Who the fuck is this?
Who you point? Android 13.
Okay.
So this is not his fused form. He's just an android that looks like a trucker.
Okay.
Android 13, one of the more original androids. I think he's like mid. Okay, middle of the road. All right. Android 17.
S.
He is MVP. There's a reason he's called MVP 17. I'm not going to say anything. Spoilers.
Yeah, don't spoil, bro.
I'm not going to say anything. But I love 17.
I put him in S. I like him.
He's a good character. And then 18 also is S.
I put 18 next to 17.
17, 18, one of the most powerful duos in all of Dragon Ball. They're good. Infinite energy, go hard. Much respect for Android 18. Krillin bagged a baddie, for sure.
Yeah. So who the fuck is this guy, though?
That's Android 19.
The fuck?
The streets do not like Android 19. He kind of mid, bro.
So is he grabbage, or?
I think he's like, grabbage. I don't.
Okay.
I hate the way he talk, bro.
Isn't this 19, Android 19?
No, that's one? Android 21.
Android 21.
So she is an original character from Dragon Ball FighterZ that has been seeing more representation as of late. She's pretty cool. I like A tier.
Cool. Who the fuck it is?
I think that's Babidi. I think Babidi is the name. It might be Bibidi.
Habibi Ting?
Habibi. let's go with, I think that's Babidi. That's the person who awakens Boo. Like, creates Boo. The evil pink guy. So, okay. I'll go with C.
Okay. Who this?
All right, this is Baby.
Huh?
I could be lying to you. You'd never know.
No, you weren't. No, I remember this one from the cartoon back in the day.
It's Baby. Baby Vegeta. It is like an alien that copied Vegeta's life form, something like that. I don't remember the plot to GT. That's like the worst Dragon Ball show.
So Grabbage?
Probably like C tier. I can't remember if he was like a good villain. I don't think he was that crazy.
Is he better than Habibi Ting?
Better than Habibi, for sure. Okay. For sure.
Who the fuck is
this? It's Bojack.
And perhaps, what is this?
Bojack is
the horse.
No, the pirate. He's a pirate. He's a space pirate. This is space pirate Bojack.
Okay.
He gets his butt kicked by Super Saiyan 2 Gohan. This is a movie original character. He's B.
Okay. Yeah. Is this Bardock?
No, this is Broly.
Is this unpowered Broly?
This is Broly from Super.
Oh.
Dragon Ball Super Broly.
Okay.
This is him in what they call the wrathful state, not his full power.
Okay.
But I don't know if that's supposed to be representative of like the whole thing.
Not his Broly right here, full power.
But that's Broly from Z. So Broly from Super, S tier.
Okay.
He's so the green aura is so
better
good.
Than the droids or no?
Nah, the droids are iconic, bro. Alright,
who's this, bro?
I think all the Brolys are S tier, bro.
Yeah.
Broly's just such a cool villain. Dude's this just guy? Mad and angry. Yeah. The next two are Broly.
Oh, who's this one?
That's Super Saiyan Broly. Before so he you can throw him next to that one. And that's full power Broly. Like, he loses all consciousness and just becomes a monster.
Dope.
That's cool. That's Ginyu.
I know Ginyu, yeah.
You either love him or hate him. I'm curious to see where you put him.
I think Ginyu, vibes alone, pretty C. Grabbage or C, bro.
I'll give you top of C.
Cool.
I'm not a big Ginyu fan.
Who's all right, Cell but Blue?
Cell Jr. This is Cell's little babies.
Oh, my bad, gang.
Come on, bro.
My
put some respect.
Gang. My bad.
It's just Cell's little minion things he creates. They're kind of garbage. They get one-pieced.
They get one-pieced, bro?
Yeah. Put them in garbage, bro.
Putting them in garbage?
Bro, right, bro, open the file explorer, bro. What you downloading, bro?
No, I'm trying to make sure. I don't know why, but I was just paranoid that, like... Because remember back in the day?
Yeah.
You know?
Is your paranoia valid? Are we good? Yeah,
no, we're more than clear. Okay, okay. Where's he go?
He's garbage, bro. He ain't nothing.
K6. Cell regular? Cell.
Cell's
A?
Nah, he's S tier, bro.
Okay, my bad.
He's a good villain. All right, Cooler?
S.
You think he's S?
It's from my own personal vibes.
I was going to say top of A, so you can put him where you want.
Who the fuck it is?
That's Deborah.
Deborah?
The Demon Deborah? King.
That's Deborah.
Yeah, that's Deborah, bro. He kind of mid.
All right, we'll
he's
put
like
him in
C mid. Tier.
Oh, putting him in C tier. All right. Who the fuck it is?
That's Meki Cabra. I don't remember. No, it's Demigra. It's Demigra.
You just making shit up?
Yeah. That's Demigra. Just throw him in a garbage tier. I think all he's right. He was like a video game original character.
Cool.
Not much about him.
Who's this guy?
That's Dodoria. Dora. Dodoria.
Where the fuck did he go?
He like C. He's not cool. Doing much.
He's just, fucking old man.
That's Android 20, Dr. Gero.
Oh. Where's he go though?
He's you can put him with the other Android and Grabbage, bro. Nah, Not that one. He kind of made, bro. He did make all the Androids though, so I guess that's something.
Okay, what the fuck is this guy, bro?
That is Ice Shenron.
Okay.
He's like C.
Okay, C.
I'm kind of Frieza, yeah. Put him top at S. Don't even mess around, bro.
Frieza's
dude is the GOAT. All right, this is Garlic Jr.
What? Garlic? Yeah,
it's Garlic Jr. Garlic Jr., bro.
I guess I do know about the Cabbage Patch Kids.
Yeah, I don't think he's a good villain. He's probably garbage. All right, that's not Naruto. No, that's actually, I think that's General Blue.
Okay.
I don't remember too much about the Red Ribbon arc from Dragon Ball. So probably put him in like B.
Cool. All
right. This is Hatchiak.
Okay.
He just hates Saiyans.
All right.
I think that's his whole shtick.
Okay.
He's like, I think off of vibes, he's pretty cool. So like C.
Okay.
But everything else is mid. All right. This is Harutagarn.
Bro, you are not saying real things, Mike.
I'm saying real things, bro.
The words coming out of your mouth are fake, bro.
How do you feel about Harutagarn?
Who?
Harutagarn.
I've never seen his ass, so I don't know.
Okay, I'll tell you that this movie is where Trunks gets his sword.
Ooh.
So,
probably S.
You can use that information however you want.
He's at least 8 in.
All right, we'll give him A. All right, this is S.
S.
You think Hit is S tier?
Hey, bro, all I know is the cards.
I'll give you that he's voiced by Matthew Mercer in the English dub. So,
oh, that's cool.
That's pretty cool. Give him S. But like S. Bottom S, yeah. Janemba?
I know Janemba. That was a cool deck.
Janemba just be yelling. He doesn't. No character development. He's just a demon.
So B?
So low B.
Jiren S.
All right, bro. I hate to ruin this for you, but Jiren is like a bad villain.
Damn it.
It's not. It's because he's not like an. He's not a like good villain because he's not a villain necessarily.
Yeah.
And his power level just doesn't feel deserved. So a lot of the community is like split on Jiren. And he's just a big guy.
Okay.
So if you off of vibes alone, he's at least B tier. All right, Kid Buu.
Kid Buu, that's what I meant. Yeah.
Yeah, Kid Buu. Yeah, that dude's a rascal. He up there. All right, King Cold.
King Cold.
Trash.
I don't know. Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
He gets.
Is it Piccolo though?
That is King Piccolo.
Okay.
So that is not the Piccolo you know, but it kind of is, but it's not.
Okay.
I get confused on Piccolo's legacy. But this is like Piccolo when he was a villain, like a bad dude. He's top of A for sure. I love some Piccolo. All right, this is Lord Slug.
Pickles. Lord Slug?
Yeah.
Grabbage. Your name alone.
Yeah, no, I couldn't even tell you anything about this movie.
Is this Majin Buu?
Yeah, that's Fat Buu. Fat Buu go up there with the androids, bro.
For real?
He's my goat, bro. He's my goat.
What about this guy? Is that Buu? Goku Buu Fusion?
So that's Buu. I think the community refers to him as Buu Han. It's Buu, but he absorbed Gohan.
Okay.
At that point, he's the most powerful villain in all of Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, damn. So
yeah.
Is he S or what?
You can put him in A. I don't think he's like that cool of a villain. Majin Vegeta. That's Majin Vegeta. That's Vegeta. But he's Majin.
I don't know what that means, Mike.
I don't want to spoil it for you.
Okay, all right. Where does he go, though?
I just spit a little. Ew. He's S tier for sure.
Okay.
Above the androids, honestly.
Zamasu.
I'm not even kidding, bro. Yeah, it goes Frieza and Majin Vegeta. Zamasu.
S. Look how cool she looks.
He.
You know, I'm going to keep saying she, bro.
All right, bro. You misgendering. You're definitely from
right,
Oklahoma,
you're right.
Bro.
You're right. I'm sorry, bro.
You can rank Zamasu wherever you want. I'm not too particular about Zamasu. I think he's an okay villain. And then that's corrupted Zamasu. It's like his immortality is
okay.
Fighting with himself. Some weird concepts.
Weird. Okay. Where does that go, though?
You can put him next to the other Zamasu. I don't think it's not like a completely different character or anything. All right. This is Mira Grabage.
Mira.
OG game character.
This guy don't look like a villain. This mouse guy?
That's Boss Rabbit.
Boss Rabbit. Motherfucker's name is Boss Rabbit.
Yeah.
What is this show, fam?
He's pretty mid. When he touches you, you turn into a carrot.
Like,
maybe
what?
He is B tier. All right, next up we got Moro.
His goat?
He is manga only as of right now.
It's like a ram.
His story has not been adapted to anime. Okay. But the streets say that he is top tier villain.
I'm gonna put him up here, Dan.
Yeah, but we don't know.
I know this guy, but I don't know his name though.
That's Nappa.
Nappa, okay.
You you like Nappa?
No. He's right. A dude. He's just a guy.
He's like B tier.
Cool.
He's got some good lines.
Who's this fucking orange chocolate looking motherfucker?
That's Nova Shenron.
Nova Shenron.
He kind of...
Like the dragon?
Yeah. Y'all know about the Shenrons, bro?
I know about the dragon.
Yeah. Basically, they used the Dragon Balls too much.
Okay.
And they corrupted and spawned 7 bad dragons.
Ah, that makes
sense. And then that's where you get Omega Shenron.
Cool.
Yeah. He's like the best of the dragons, I think, besides Omega. So
okay.
I think like A or B. You can vibe from there.
Alright,
that's Omega Shenron. For the longest time, Omega Shenron was the baddest villain in the game. He was the end boss, bro.
Okay.
For like 15 years. So that alone he gets some respect. I don't know if he beats the goats up in S, but he up there.
Majin guy.
This is Pui Pui.
Whatever, man. Where does he go?
Yeah, he's Gravage, bro. He ain't doing nothing. All right,
is
we got
Bardock?
No, that's Raditz, bro.
Oh, that's Raditz, yeah.
Raditz sucks.
Okay, Raditz cheeks.
He's cheeks.
What about
all right.
Lemonade Man?
That's General Rildo.
That's curious. Curious.
I do not remember anything about this character.
So we're gonna throw
Grabbers
in.
Vibe alone.
Is this Goku Black right here?
That's Goku Black, baby. That's S tier. That's an immaculate vibe. Put him above the Zamasus, bro. Don't even mess around.
Yeah.
That is that's the Cybermen.
I know about the Cybermen.
Yeah, they little monsters, bro.
Where do they go at though?
They're Grabbage, bro.
Okay, perfect. What about this guy? Yeah.
That's called that's Thouser. That right there, I think that next character is also, I don't know who the hell that is.
Okay.
We're going to give up on that one.
Who's Majin guy?
Oh my God. Yamu? I don't remember. Spopovich? I think it's Spopovich.
Okay. Where he go? Grabbage?
C.
Okay. Who's this?
This is Super 17. This is when...
He can't be as cool as regular.
This is when Android 17 and Hellfighter 17...
Don't spoil, bro.
That's GT. You're not watching GT.
Oh, perfect.
It's when they fuse. Okay. So do with that what you will.
I don't know, B.
Yeah, that's fair. All right, this is Super Boo.
Super Boo.
This is like pure evil Boo.
Does he go with the other boos or no? You like with this boo?
Yeah, you let me know.
Okay. Who's this baddie right here?
That's Toa.
Toa?
That's Krokotoa. Toa. Krakatoa. Krokotoa.
Roanoke, Virginia?
Roanoke. I don't know. I know nothing about this character from a lore standpoint.
Well, actually, you know, we put him at S. I mean, Turles?
From Gravage to S is crazy. That is Turles.
Where's Turles go?
I don't think he's that great of a villain. Probably like B.
Is this Vegeta?
Yeah, that's Vegeta, bro. Put him to the top, bro. Don't mess around. Put him next to Majin Vegeta.
You're right. You're right. Who's the fucking lizard looking dude?
Yakin. You're calling. One of those two. I could spell it. I don't know how to say it. You're calling.
Where he go, with, bro?
Grabage.
Okay. Whis?
That's not Whis. That's Zamasu.
Again?
Okay. This Zamasu is regular Zamasu. The other one next to Goku Black is when Zamasu and Goku Black fuse to make Merge Zamasu. And then the one to the right of Merge Zamasu is Corrupted Merge Zamasu.
That's too much shit, bro. Okay, what about this guy? What's his name again?
As Zarbon.
Yeah.
Lord Frieza. I found the Dragon Balls.
Where does he go, bro?
He's B tier. I like Zarbon.
Okay. Cool.
There you go.
Frieza number one.
Who got shafted here? Let us know. Was it Yakan? Was it Pooey Pooey?
Dude, I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe it was Boss Rabbit. Let us know in the comments below.
For me, it was just like anyone who had cards, I wanted to put higher.
All the characters you've heard before.
Yeah.
Anybody who you had not heard before was like in garbage tier.
Yeah, that's accurate. Anyway, that's it for the podcast. Thank you for watching and listening.
I'm sorry y'all had to sit through that.
Yeah, my apologies. I don't know what's going on at Dragon Ball, man. I will soon, probably.
Okay, we'll get you up to speed. Yeah, you just need to learn the Z characters, and you're chilling, bro.
Okay, that's what's gonna happen.
That's the gas stuff.
That's what's gonna happen. Anyway, thank you guys for watching and listening to this episode of the Synced Up Podcast. Once again, you can get your reader mail read on the show by writing into syncedupod@gmail.com or the reader mail submissions of the Discord, submissions tab of the Discord. You can follow us on the, you know, you try to run the damn lower, there it goes. You can follow us on Twitter at those lower thirds right there, at Timmy Dero, at The Coast Is Clear. Write in your Tim recommendations. He'll try to get to them. I don't know why I talked like I was in third person.
Is this a new personality trait we're developing?
Yeah.
Personally. Are we testing this out today?
Yeah, this is a test. Anyway, that's it. Thank you guys so much.
Okay.
Goodbye. Bye, everyone. Peace.